expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. My format today is it's an open day. I'm going to be discussing a few things. If you want to call in and comment, question, or discuss, we're at 907-458-8255. That's area code 907-458-TALK, T-A-L-K. Now, first of all, I'd like to say Godspeed to our representatives and state senators going down to Juneau. Everyone's going down there. And with the way it's set up this year, I just think it's not going to be as acrimonious. You know, you're not going into election season. You have the Senate that they put together a coalition very, very fast of a majority of them. The governor was reelected resoundingly. And the House, they've not formed a leading coalition yet, but I think they will get it done, and I hope they do. And I just think that with everything that's happened out there, I think they're going to be less acrimonious down in Juneau than they have in years past. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But they're going to have the acrimonious aspect right now of the debate of the budget. And just looking at today's newspaper, if you didn't read it, Senator Kathy Geisel gave her thoughts on how you look at it, how she's looking at it. And she's the majority leader. And remember, that's just her thoughts. You have 60 people, 20 senators, 40 House members, and a governor with veto power. And he can also introduce legislation. So what one person's priority is may not be another person's priority. So to get your priority done, you have to work well with others. And you're going to have the battle this year with what do you do with a projected from Clint Bishop, very astute person on the fiscal side. What do you do when you're looking at a $1 billion deficit from what you projected your revenue to be in the spring to what it is now in the fall and what it is now? So they're looking at a $1 billion budget deficit. And what are your priorities? And you're going to have similar pressures that have not really been addressed in years past. One, the political will wasn't there. Two, the coalitions weren't there. Three, the fiscal money needed was not there to address these items. And whether they can or not this year, we will see. You're having the dividend. That's going to be a cat fight as it always is. You're going to have some people who say, it is, you know, prescribed by the 1983 statute. And you're going to have others saying, no, that's on a single item issue. You know, we'd like to do it, but we can't afford it. And then they're going to show their funding priorities. So you're going to have that. Then you're also going to have the issues of the schools. Now, I had Melissa Burnett on here last week, and they're looking at, and the Fairbanks schools, a $16 million deficit operating. And of course, they're going to want more funding from the state of Alaska to help fill that hole. Everyone will. And they'll want more funding from the borough assembly to help fill that hole. It's just natural. But what will the priority be? You're looking at those items that are just going to still be there. And again, it's going to take a House and a Senate, and the House has not reached a majority yet. So who knows what they will be and what they will want. But you're going to have whatever it is, you're going to have either a left bent with some crossover Republicans. That would be probably Bryce Edgman be the speaker. Or you'd have, not, I wouldn't say a right bent, but a moderately right bent with some rural Democrats coming over that are conservative in nature and joining the Republicans and giving a good view of what they should have and what they should be. So that should be interesting. And whichever party, whichever one gets in there in the House, the other side, you know, you're basically down there and you're not part of the majority, so you're not part of the decision-making process, so to speak. And, you know, the last couple of years, Mike Prox and Mike Kronk, these wonderful representatives that were down there, that are still there. You know, we had Representative Bart Lebon was very good for Fairbanks and the Interior, and Representative Steve Thompson, very, very good. Representative Adam Wohl, very, very good for the Interior and the University. So you're going to have, out of those five, you have three new ones going down there. Three brand new House members, two Democrats, one Republican. And it should be very interesting to see what they do in a coalition and how they form a coalition. Now, Maxine Dilbert, she was one advertising saying, you know, Bart Lebon, shame on you for not joining a coalition this last time. So she will have an opportunity to be in the majority. She's going to, you know, between us and the airwaves and everyone else listening, she's a key. She's a key. If she should, no matter what, that legislator should be in a majority. It's very easy for her. She's from Fairbanks. We're a purple state. And if she has an opportunity to be in the majority, I believe she's had discussions with our Interior, who if the opportunity is there, they will give it to her, and we'll see what she does. But anyway, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how all that falls out, and they go into session, 1 week from tomorrow, next Tuesday. So they're all starting to go down there. And Frank Tomaszewski, a very good borough assemblyman, I believe he's going to have a very respectful eye on what the state of Alaska should be doing and should not be doing. And I'm going to welcome that. He's going to be an exceptional person, a very good leader. And he's a very fine person anyway. So really looking forward to him. Will Stapp, he's going to be quite aggressive in regards to things, getting stuff done. And very good. Ashley, should be interesting with her. She's very experienced. She should be good representing her constituents, as should Maxine. And everyone has a different constituency. Maxine, she's a school teacher, so that's going to be a very big constituent base there. Students, education. She can come into it with very good knowledge. So it's the beginning of the next legislature. What is this, the 33rd? Well, who knows? Anyway. 32nd legislature. So we have three state senators, Senator Kawasaki and Senator Click Bishop, both in the majority, and Senator Rob Myers not. You know, it takes five members to have your own coalition, which means Senator Myers from Fairbanks is not on any of the committees. He can sit in on them. He can speak as a non-member, and he has no votes on any of the committees. So it should be interesting to see how he works that and learns from that and what he does in the future with that. So anyway, again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release new products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to already dispense the latest products from Starkey, Phonak, and ReSound, but they're even prouder to offer best practices to fit your hearing aids using systems like Real Ear to better fit your hearing aids to your specific hearing loss. They even offer lower-cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
Fairbanks loves watching the Nanooks and the Ice Dogs work hard every shift. And when they put the biscuit in the basket, you can only think of one thing. One of Brewster's famous half-pound burgers and a basket of waffle fries plus one of their 12 ice-cold draft beers on tap. Don't be a hoser. Before you head to the game, go top shelf and light the lamp by stopping at either Brewster's location. You'll need to be at full strength if you're going to pound the glass all three periods. Be a beaut and make it a goal to stop by Brewster's.
Great food, great Alaskan spirits. That's Brewster's.
Weather this hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Call Long today to find out about a UV filtration and ionization system that will help reduce sick days in your workplace. 561-3044 or find out more at long.com.
KFAR weather.
Flurries likely today, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 7 above. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Scattered flurries likely. Lows around 2 below. High of 2 above tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Near zero Wednesday with a chance for snow. Near zero cloudy Thursday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio with you, just us. And today's sort of like a business economics day, top down. First part is state of Alaska, expenses, the operations of the state, the government, what it means, what to look for, what to see, what to view, and what are the upcoming issues. Also tonight, City of Fairbanks has a city council meeting, and we have a resolution that will be voted on tonight by the city council. And this was resolution number 5021 as amended. A resolution expressing opposition to the ore trucking proposal for the Manco Mine Project introduced by past council member Valerie Therrien on July 22nd, 2022. And this was not tabled but postponed till now. And I'm going to read this to you and call in and tell me what you think. I've had a group that was on here opposing it. And if you want it to go, if you don't want it to go, just want to hear what you think and how you think. And again, we're at 907 407-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And we have some whereases here, not the other term that I just used. Whereas Kinross Gold Contango Ore plans to transport ore from the Mon Co Mine Project near Tetlin, Alaska, to the processing plant at Fort Knox Mine near Cleary Summit, a distance of almost 260 miles. And whereas under the ore trucking proposal, up to 96 times every day, double trailer ore hauling trucks, 120 feet long, weighing up to 80 tons, would make the trip to Tetlin from Tetlin to Cleary and then make the return trip. And whereas the addition of these double trailers driven in all Alaskan weather conditions will cause wear and tear on Alaska highways and create unsafe conditions. And whereas according to the Alaska Department of Transportation information, truck traffic will increase significantly along the route, for example, by 45% on Pegger at Chena River Bridge and 198% on the Steese Highway south of Fox. And whereas other considerations require thorough examination, such as 180 bus stops along the proposed route, whereas the Fairbanks North Star Borough Air Pollution Control Commission recently sent an attached letter to Mayor Bryce Ward addressing air quality impacts and possible mitigation measures in the Fairbanks North Star Borough and PM2.5 non-attainment area regarding the proposed Kinross Gold ore hauling plans for the Manco Mine to Fort Knox. Now therefore, be it resolved by the City Council that the City opposes the proposal to truck ore for a Manco Mine through the City of Fairbanks and to the processing plant at the Fort Knox Mine. Oh, we have a phone call. Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, my name is Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that ore project a few minutes ago. I was going to call it anyway. But I went ahead and I read the report that the DOT put together,
mm-hmm.
and they discussed the highway, road conditions, et cetera, traffic flow, all the way up to the weigh station, between the weigh station and Fox and Fort Knox. They mentioned nothing. Now, I admit I read it rather quickly, but to the best of my knowledge, there was no mention of anything as far as how it's going to impact the road between Fox and Fort Knox. And I'm just thinking of that volume of traffic, that size of vehicle, and I've got a son that runs up that road fairly regular.
Mm-hmm.
He's met just regular truck traffic with just a single trailer. I'm sure you're familiar with the road and the switchbacks, etc.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, he was almost forced off that road just because the truck with just a single trailer was taking more than his share of the road. And these vehicles, they're stretching out, I think, 105 feet.
120 feet.
120 feet.
Yeah.
Right. To negotiate those corners, you know, under winter conditions, et cetera, I don't know. I'm just a little skeptical about the safety factor.
You know, it's interesting. I have pros in my head and cons in my head. And the pros is, you know, you never want to take away a development.
Right.
The cons for me are, you said this is only going to be a five-year project, and you don't put this sort of infrastructure in on a five-year project. So this is going to be a permanent basis.
Right.
And then my other con is, you're making this highway an industrial road. Now ponder that. You have a 260-mile industrial road that goes through goes right through the center of the second highest population in Alaska.
Sure, and then you know another thought occurred to me. Now, granted, these trucks are going to be spaced out.
Yeah.
However, it's only natural that over that much distance, eventually those trucks are going to be forming convoys at times. It's going to be unavoidable.
Yeah.
The safety factor, especially come like summertime, tourist travel, etc. And you know, I've been up here since 1977. I remember what
you saw the Hall Road. You saw the Hall Road.
Oh yeah, well, I lived in Livingood for a long time, and But, you know, I'm thinking of Badger Road, and how many people had to die before they finally modernized that intersection? And because it was just a regular thing when I first came up there, that there were accidents and fatalities there. And
you had to cross it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, I'm pro-development, but at the same time, you know, the safety factor has to enter into it.
You know, I've not read any of the reports. I've not read anything on this, to tell you the truth. I do so many things. I can't put my nose into everything.
Right.
And this resolution came about before I was on the city council or mayor. So it's all of a sudden there it is. And here it is. And I thought, hey, this would be a good discussion point today. Thank you for the phone call. I got two other phone calls lined up. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
This is Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Yeah, I liked the last caller's initial question about, you know, the length of the vehicles. From what I heard early on, they were going to have a changing yard so that they would, you know, have trucks haul them up one at, you know, the double trailers, they would split them and have other trucks haul them from up to Steese. But I think the whole thing's still a really poor idea. And, you know, I salute North Pole for, you know, as conservative as North Pole is, for realizing that all development is not good development. So hats off to them. So thanks.
Thank you, Mel. You have a great day, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's an interesting one, and our city council gets to review this tonight, and this is a resolution, so it's not an ordinance, not a statute, it's more of a philosophy, a philosophical statement, and you know you're gonna have, it doesn't matter if you're what you are. As a Fairbankson, you're gonna have an opinion on this, and your opinion might be for it, your opinion might be against it. That's why we're Fairbanksons. You can take another phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
Oh, this is Betty.
Hello, Betty.
Let me turn my radio off.
Well, you longtime wonderful listener, how you doing?
I'm fine. Mel is correct that the trailers will be dropped off someplace down on Pegger.
Okay.
Before they start up over Cleary Summit, they will not haul a tractor, a double trailer over Cleary Summit. They will only go as individuals. And I also heard Mike Tinker say on Tuesday, I think it was, that Craig Campo and the I can't think of the name of the group now.
Laundry House Gang. Yeah.
Mike Tinker, who was worked for DOT for how long, a lifetime, he said that the Richardson Highway is easily capable of handling those trucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I agree with him. We have a cabin on the Denali Highway, so we drive down the Richardson Highway all summer long, both directions.
You know, I looked at it, and, you know, you have a lot of flat area there, but then you get into the Richardson area, Richardson Hills, and you get a little bit of steepness there, and that's where it could be problematic. Yeah.
Yeah, we turn south at Delta, so I don't know what happens when you want to leave Delta.
Oops. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Betty.
Okay. I only go the other way, but from here to Delta, I mean, Mike Tinker said the road was built to handle traffic like that, and he ought
good. Well, that's good to hear. First of all, that's just good to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Betty. You have a great day. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. You saw that Van Halen bumper music interrupt Betty there, a good friend, longtime listener. And we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
More problems. Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
A murder suicide in North Carolina Saturday leaves five members of the same family, including three minors, shot dead. Police say the main suspect is among those killed.
The offender and one of the deceased, Robert Jeffrey Creighton, is being looked at as the primary person who committed this act.
High Point Police Chief Patrick Welch, two people inside the house, a family member and an acquaintance, survived. Saying the current staffing conditions are unsafe, thousands of nurses from two New York City hospitals walked out on strike this morning.
We know that nurses united will never be defeated.
Nancy Hagans is president of the New York State Nurses Association. She says all they're asking for are safe staffing conditions and quality care for patients. She adds that both Mount Sinai and Montefiore hospitals are not negotiating in good faith. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The National Park Service is proposing a rule that would prohibit bear baiting in national preserves in Alaska. A Park Service spokesperson said Friday that the agency is pursuing the new proposal due to legal and policy concerns around bear baiting. A federal judge in September found problems with a 2020 Trump-era rule that lifted restrictions previously in place on sport hunting and trapping in national preserves in Alaska, but she did not set the rule aside and noted the Park Service had indicated it was already reassessing the rule. Appeals in the case are pending. A white state lawmaker in Montana is questioning whether land set aside long ago for Native Americans should exist anymore. Republican Senator Keith Regier is proposing to ask Congress to study alternatives to reservations. More than half of the 574 federally recognized Native American and Alaska Native villages in the U.S. have land set aside that's categorized as federal trust land, often referred to as a reservation. The measure, which was submitted last week and is riddled with racial stereotypes, is unlikely to
streaming
pass.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
You've sat in that chair for years. You love that chair. But something isn't right. There's a wiggle that wasn't there. Now you're missing a cap screw that definitely was there. Need a fastener? If it hooks up, holds on, hangs on, clips on, glues on, bolts on, screws in. If it fastens stuff together, Sentry has it. And the largest selection of nuts, bolts, screws, and washers in the interior. Standard to metric, chrome, galvanized, stainless. Sentry Hardware. What you need right now.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for nearly 50 years. From the same location near the airport on Dale Road, listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prus in the studio here. Sorry about that dead air for a few minutes. Ooh. Anyway, so we have the resolution tonight for the proposal for the Manco Mine Project. We have the state of Alaska. 1 week from tomorrow, going in and starting what they're going to be doing. And this starting tonight, they're having the comedy program that Jerry Evans and Glenn Anderson put together. And that should be a lot of fun. They, it culminates. They're bringing up a very, very good comedian. I forget his name. They does Wednesday, he'll be Wednesday night out at the Tap House out in North Pole. Thursday, he'll be at the Spur. Now, here's the deal. The next two callers who call up, there'll be two tickets for each of you at the Spur. And what I'll do is I'll just give the people your name. You don't have to come to the studio. It'll just be on the list there for Thursday evening at the Spur for the next two callers who call in. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. If you want to go to the comedy show that is produced annually for the last 20 years at the Spur on, and I got two phone callers. Okay, you have to answer a question, though. See if you're worthy to go. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Kitty.
Kitty? I have a question for you, Kitty. What is your name?
Kitty.
Kitty, there will be two tickets available for you at the Spur on Thursday evening at the comedy show. And you go enjoy yourself, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
You got it. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. Penny.
What's your name again?
Penny.
Penny, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Penny, what's your middle name?
Eve.
Penny, there will be two tickets available for you for Thursday night's show at the Spur. And this will be under Penny. And you don't have to do anything else. Just go there Thursday night. And your name will be on the list, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Penny. Last caller here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Wade.
Wade. Okay. Yes. Since you're the third caller, but what the heck? It's my show. I get to make up my own rules for giving out free tickets. How about that? So I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What state do you live in?
I live in the state of total confusion. I'm in Alaska.
Wade, that's an appropriate, correct answer. Yeah. There will be two tickets available under your name, Wade.
Yes.
At the Spur on Thursday night's comedy show, okay?
Okay, thank you. And I have a quick comment on the highway road hauling mineral situation.
Certainly.
You know, I'm a numbers guy, unfortunately, and there's like 7 billion people on Earth. Why should a few hundred that are the need for mankind to keep, unfortunately, living in an industrial manner so all people benefit from it, not just the people making the money, not just the people getting the jobs, not just the local businesses, but the whole world depends on projects like this. So why should not even 1,000 people that don't want it all of a sudden become elitists and think that just because they live in a pristine situation that they're happy with, that the rest of the world had better listen to them? It kind of irks me that people don't remember all the trucks going up the Hall Road. You go to anywhere else in the industrialized North American continent, and that's normal truck traffic in a lot of places. And I just, you know, was wondering why people all of a sudden, I don't know what you call it, high horse, or want things their way, think that you can't even measure, enumerate the number of people that are against it compared to all the people in the world that are going to benefit from it. Because, sad but true, we do need raw resources to continue to live the way we live.
Okay, who will benefit it from, and in what ways? Who will benefit from the project?
People that need different minerals for different products.
It's gold.
It's gold.
Yeah. So it's financial.
Gold is one of the most sought after industrial products there are.
Yes, there is.
And everything, your telephone.
How will Fairbanks benefit?
What's that?
How will Fairbanks benefit?
Economy boost.
Okay.
It's been a boom and bust place.
Oh, boy, has it.
Yeah. You know, and right now, we're teetering on total bust right now.
I sort of like, you know, the pros and the cons, and you're hitting some very good pros. because it's economics.
Yeah, it's economics. The whole world's economics.
Yeah.
They've got to show screw it up and believe in them. Oh, you're this color, you're that way. So this, no, it all boils down to economics.
Yeah.
And that don't matter where you're from, what color you are, or how you think, unless you're a Benedictine monk that takes a vow of poverty.
Yeah.
It's all about economics.
You know, I teach a real estate class, and a large portion of it's fair housing. And I have to teach discrimination, what it is and how it is and where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only thing you can discriminate against a person is their economics. Not race, creed, color, religion, sexual orientation. Just economics.
It all boils down to the dollar, sir.
Yep.
You know that as well as I do.
Yeah.
It don't matter. You know, if I was a star, rock star, or a star athlete.
In our other life, yes, yes, okay.
You know, making millions upon millions a year, it wouldn't matter what my ethnic origin or tribal origin. Not now. See, people get confused when I talk. They hear tribe, they start thinking about Indian and this. That. No, tribal doesn't necessarily mean a certain type of people.
Mm-hmm.
It means a certain group of people.
Yeah,
and it all boils down to economics. And there's people that they may be happy with their tuna casserole and beans on Saturday lifestyle. You know, fine, good for them. But why should such a minute number dictate the rest of the world's needs just so they can be happy? And all industry has fertility, you know, has a death rate. I don't care if it's driving a truck or climbing a tree or whatever. It's just all a part of the way the world works. And I listen now and then. I'm not an avid fan. Sometimes I'd like to call you out on some BS, but that's my opinion. Right?
And that's why we have open airline for you, buddy. Open airwaves, that's right.
And all these people, it's going to do this, it's going to do that. Well, how long you been here, and how hard was growing up for you? And where does your money come from? Those are the first questions you have to ask these people that don't want, like the Ambler Road. You cannot find me 100 people where that proposal for the road has been there since 1953, the Cold War, that particular road.
Yeah.
You cannot find me 100 people that would actually, outside of having fun or doing what they traditionally do, depend on the berries and the meat in that corridor. Give me an example of how it works.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got
to go. Wade, hey, you have a fun time Thursday night. You,
yes,
Penny, and Kitty, and your guests. You're my guest. You're my guest from KFAR at that show. You have a great day, buddy.
Okay, what time, sir, on Thursday?
I'll let you know in a little bit.
I may not be listening to you. Anyway, I never call in. But
first time caller, long time listener. I like it.
Yeah, I'm just boiling. I boil over with... Well, it's human nature, you know?
Yes, it is.
You know, some people are cynical and greedy, and they're the ones that want it their way and don't look at the rest of mankind.
Okay.
I am a racist, too. There's one race. That's the human race. We'll see you later.
Take care, Wade. Bye. Yeah, good phone call there. And, hey, I was able to give out some tickets. And we're probably going to have the person in on Wednesday. I'll get his name here again. In regards to the star performer. But for the last 20 years, you know, they take people who've never done comedy and they start training them tonight and they turn them loose at Goldie's on this Friday and Saturday night. And they each do, you know, a 4 to 5 minute routine. And, you know, first of all, kudos to Jerry and Glenner, and they're starting to train them, you know, starting to get them going tonight on taking the time to do this every year and giving people that do it an experience of a life. It really is. You know, I talk to most people and boy, it's, you know, it's not on your bucket list, but it's on your I want to do this list. Is I want to do this. And the practice starts tonight. The routine starts tonight for the 10 people that are doing it. And then you have good comedy, good entertainment. That's what Fairbanks is about. Anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. I'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Let's face it, life can certainly bring accidents our way. Whether it's a vehicle accident or a bad fall on the ice, your injuries can range from mild and temporary to a life of chronic pain and disability. If you find yourself in that situation, call Jason Wiener and Associates. This outstanding group offers five attorneys with decades of experience. Get the facts and opinions that you need, and solid advice so you can make informed decisions. They will design a retainer agreement that works for you and your case. Make sure you are represented by the right attorney. Jason Wiener and Associates, 907-452-5196.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Weather This Hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Make your building the smartest around. Call Long today to find out about their building intelligence systems that will save you money. 561-3044. Or find out more at long.com.
KFAR Weather.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 6 above. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 6 below tonight. High temperatures reach up to 4 above tomorrow. Temps near average Wednesday and Thursday with highs near 0 to near 0. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here. And some update on the Funny Festival. The event for Kitty, Penny, and Wade, and your guests, starts at 8 p.m. Thursday at the Spur. And the comedian is Bill Dwyer, a very popular, known person. And Bill only spells his name with one L. So he's going to be out on Wednesday night in North Pole at the Tap House out there, Thursday night at the Spur. And so, anyway, tell you what, going to give out another pair of tickets. But you must pass the test that I give. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Call in if you would like to get complimentary tickets to this. And here we go. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Justin.
Dustin or Justin?
Justin.
Dustin, okay. For you to pass the test, I have to ask you a very tough cerebral question. What phone number did you dial to get on the air here?
458-8255.
You pass. I know these are tough tests, Dustin, but what the heck? I gotta make it fun anyway. So you will have all you have to do is show up and say, "My name's Dustin." You and your guest are available to go into the Spur on Thursday night. Show starts at 8 p.m. Enjoy yourself with Bill Dwyer. And they'll probably have, Glenner and Jerry doing the warm-up piece there. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Bye. Yeah, anyway. So, getting that done, what the heck? Now, how much fun can I have giving things away that aren't mine? I sound like a socialist. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. It's Al.
Al.
Hey. So you were talking earlier about the upcoming session going on.
Yeah.
We're going to go on. So, you know, this year was really interesting. You know, first of all, they started out by diluting my vote for who I wanted to vote for.
I'm sorry for laughing.
And then,
but I only laugh when it's painful, and I don't get to cry.
And then because my senator is the wrong flavor of Republican, you know, he was and didn't want to go for the quid pro quo offer. You know, now I get my senator gets, you know.
Was that Senator Meyer?
Yeah, Senator Myers.
Well, it's not that he wasn't for the quid pro quo. They this beat him and Hughes and whatchamacallit, the other guy down there in they found him last session unworkable, and they said, you know, we're putting together a coalition and we're not going to even invite you to it. And that's what happened. They weren't even
invited. Worse.
Yeah, they said, you know, you don't play well with each other. I mean, you don't play well with others, and we're not inviting you to this.
Well, it's not that they don't play well with each others. They had their constituencies that they're representing that weren't going for the Click Bishop and the majority leader.
Kathy Geisel.
Kathy Geisel, yeah. The walrus down there's ideology on how to spend money.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess at the same time, that's one way to look at it. But then you now have a senatorial representative that does not have any voice for you, even in a minority coalition.
Well, that's what I'm kind of complaining about. This group of
three
is now the majority.
No, yeah, the 17, yeah.
Directly affected the outcome of an election.
How'd they do that?
By not allowing my senator to be a senator down there with full access to the, you know, all the rights and privileges of the other ones, introducing bills, getting on committees.
Well,
you know, they're stuck in a broom closet, and
you know that you know first of all, I like and I respect Senator Myers a lot, and I find it very unfortunate that this happened, but also, you know, sometimes you reap what you sow. And for 17 people to say, we're all going to get together except for you three, there's something there. And sadly, there's something.
I followed them pretty closely last year, and they aligned with what I was thinking about, you know.
Yeah.
You know, compromise is a good thing in some situations, but there's times that you just can't compromise every time.
Well, what mainly it was is they did not believe in when you have a coalition, it's a binding caucus. And as that was pushed hard by the state senator out of Matanuska.
Yes.
And they found that was the worst thing they could have done. It made it so getting anything in a budget was susceptible to by it, bloating it, because I'm not going to vote for this unless you put this in here. And they said, okay, we can't do that. And then the senator from Matanuska, he blamed it as an illegal act on Judge Warren Taylor, who is my Weeblow instructor, you know, master. And that wasn't right either. And so he did this.
Well,
and I mean, people just didn't like working with him. And
can't work to get a budget passed unless we have a binding caucus.
That's correct.
Then I think Alaska may be the only state left that allows a binding caucus to do something like this. How do the other 50 states get their budget passed?
Well, what did you see from our House of Representatives? That's a binding caucus. And electing the leader, that's a binding caucus with a majority and a minority. And they set the ground rules for us to be a binding caucus. These are the ground rules. They couldn't get it without these other 20 people, and they set the ground rules. Okay, these are our ground rules going in. That's a binding caucus to elect that Republican leader. It's not good. It's not bad. It is what it is.
When we come out with the budget, this is going to be your vote.
Yes, it is. And this is what they do. They say, yeah, at the very end, on the third reading. But before the third reading happens, this anything you want to do goes to the committees. Then it comes out on the floor for amendments and debate. And you can put any amendment you want in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets voted on up or down. Anything you want to do gets voted on up or down.
Mm-hmm.
But on that third reading, there are no amendments, and you vote up.
Yeah.
That's what the binding caucus is. That way, they have one rule, one law. The only thing they have to do is the budget. That's it. That's their only prescribed law.
Well, I'm not that naive, and it's the wrong way of doing business. And people get elected, and they should be able to represent their constituents and vote their conscience.
Well, they get to do that. They get to do that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, for the first time in a long time, they have such a small group of people that they don't have a caucus. That's not a caucus. You need to have a minimum of 5 for a caucus, and they don't even have a caucus.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. It should be interesting. And, you know, I think the world of Senator Myers, very, very fine person, very reputable.
Yes, very knowledgeable.
Yeah. So I'm going to take another call here, sir. Right. You have a great day.
Have a great day.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Mel one more time.
Hello, Mel one more time. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, we're starting to get independents elected to our state, you know, legislature, and I'm all for it. And if you're independent, I don't see how you can be in a binding caucus, because that's what independent means, is that you're not binding, that you follow your constituents, not a party or, you know, a collective.
I disagree with that. What they're saying is I'm independent, I'm not aligned with a political party, but I will go into a caucus, and many people in the state of Alaska are quite liberal, and then they say, well, I'm an independent because where I'm at is more conservative, and that's when they get elected, and then they join a binding caucus of the majority. And
yeah, but a binding caucus means you're not independent. That's my take on it, because it's binding. That's the word.
The binding caucus is for one item and one item only, and that's on the third vote of the budget. You will vote for it. That's the only thing the binding caucus is for. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, this is Rich.
Hello, Rich.
Yeah. I cannot believe you said Rob Myers doesn't play well with others. I mean, I am really disappointed. I know the guy personally, his constituents.
Well, I must apologize, and if that's what, he did not play well with the legislature the last 2 years.
Yeah.
In regards to certain things, but he's a very good, he listens, he's very good for his constituents. Very good. So I will correct that immediately, and thank you for pointing that out.
This guy, well, I mean, appreciate, you know, humility, but this guy, I know him personally. He's intelligent. He's very well informed, and his constituents, they elected him because he's conservative fiscally and morally. And people who, get together in a caucus, they're compromising all over the place. Just keep an eye on this caucus and just see how they just continue doing what is being done, kind of Washington style. You know, they cannot stop overspending, and don't tell me about.
We got only a few seconds left. Keep going. Yeah, it's you're hitting it right on the head. This is a big caucus. Whoops, sorry about this. This is a big caucus. You know, 17 out of 20, really, and we'll see what happens. And but the only thing that they have to get along about at the end is the third reading of the budget. That's it. They can do else whatever they want to do. That's all what the caucus is about. And appreciate the phone call. And Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow.